Miss Vine, is it that time of the month again?
Oh, I'm afraid so, Niles. Time to make my credit card payments. Oh, thank God I've got a system.
No, you don't. I'm tapped.
Not you. I have to pay my American Express because if I buy a piece of gum, the SWAT team storms the building. Meanwhile, I pay my MasterCard with my Discover card. My Discover card with my Optima card. My Optima card with my Citi Trust Visa.
But doesn't that leave a very high balance on your Visa?
Exactly. And that's why they give me an espresso machine, which I sell to pay off my American Express. Thank you.
Miss Fine, you should be president of Mexico.
Daddy, I need some money.
No, of course, sweetheart. Here you are.
Oh, boy, you're lucky. My father was never so generous with me. Unless he was asleep and his pants were hanging on the back of a chair.
Fran, it's only $50.
Only $50? Do you know how many kids Sally Struthers could feed for $50? Although, have you seen her lately? Do we really think she's feeding anyone else?
You know, Margaret, Miss Fine does have a valid point. I gave you $50 just yesterday. Now, what did you do with it?
I spent it on clothes for school.
Oh, well, there you are. You see, she spent it on clothes for school. Well, don't you have a uniform?
Dad, don't be mean. I love you so much.
All right. But this is the last time.
I...
What?
Well, you know, I don't want to derail the gravy train, but don't you think it's time that the kid got a job?
Okay, I'll get a job. I'll go work at the Gap.
But wait a minute. Isn't that where your boyfriend Peter works?
Oh. Is it?
Funny, honey, let me handle this. You're opening up a whole Andorra's box over here. Mr. Sheffield, all I'm saying is that I think a job would teach her responsibility.
Yeah, well, I'm all for that. I just think she may be too young to start working.
Well, you're not doing her any favors by handing her everything on a silver platter. Thank you, Niles. Mm.
I don't know, Miss Fine. I just don't feel right about Margaret taking a job away from someone who could really use the money.
Well, okay. Have her do volunteer work.
Yeah, I can do What? You mean work and not get paid? Why do I have to work in the first place? I thought we were rich.
No, 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 no. I'm rich. You won't be rich until I'm dead.
Don't go there, Mr. Sheffield. I have a feeling Mr. Menendez used that logic on Lyle and Eric.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Sensuality.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing. The nanny named Fran.
Sorry I'm late, Maxwell. My cooking class ran over. Taste this. Taste this.
Let me give you a tortilla for dipping.
Oh. Well, go on, dip.
Knock, knock.
Oh, Miss Fine, come in.
Guess who got a new job?
Hallelujah, Nanny Fine. Don't even give 2 weeks' notice, girl. You just go, go, go. And as a token of my appreciation.
Oh, Miss Babcock, it's gorgeous. I don't know what to say. Oh, yes, I do. I'm not the one with the new job. Maggie is. Self-winding. Well, Maggie's going to be a candy striper at Belmont Hospital. I got her the gig through this doctor I once broke up with.
You broke up with a doctor?
Uh-huh. A very successful anesthesiologist. But when I went out with him, I didn't feel anything.
Miss Fine, do you really think Margaret's responsible enough to be working in a hospital?
Oh, what's the worst that'll happen? She'll forget to bring someone their Jell-O snack.
See that aquarium?
Not aquarium. There's no fish in there.
Margaret forgot to bring them their Jell-O snacks.
Well, this is different. This job is going to help build her character. She's going to wake up every morning with a purpose to help people. To marry a doctor, to move to Great Neck, to drive a Caddy STS with a North Star engine and make her cousin Marcia so jealous! Oh, sorry, I'm back. Oh, Miss Babcock, is your dog here?
Chester, he's not here.
Oh, well then what's with the cycle too?
I made that in cooking class, Nanny Fine, who knows nothing about haute cuisine.
Well, I know when food's supposed to be served in a bowl with a name on it.
Dr. Caro, surgery, please. Dr. Caro.
Oh, honey, this job is gonna just do wonders for you. And besides, it's really good karma to help people in need. Oh, just look at that woman over there. Let's go over and cheer her up a little bit. Hi. You know, things can't be that bad. And when you look good, you feel good. There. Oh, she's gonna feel much better about herself now. Oh, excuse me. I need a doctor.
What are your symptoms?
I'm 30 and single.
That's funny. 30.
Anyway, this is Maggie Sheffield, your new candy striper.
Hi. Now, Maggie, this is a hospital, and things can get pretty rough around here. Are you sure you're up for this?
Excuse me for a moment. Fran, I don't know. Maybe Dad was right.
Number one, don't ever say that again. Number two, we prepared for this. How many rescue 911s did we watch?
Well, I know, but this is real. That's fake.
Honey, 911 is not fake. It's a reenactment of an actual event, only with better-looking people. Oh, now, don't get nervous. That's just a needle.
I know.
Don't let it get to you.
I won't.
You okay?
Yeah.
Good. See ya.
Peter, this job gets more amazing every day.
Make that pouty face.
Peter, I'm serious. This lady came out of surgery, and I was there when she opened her eyes. Oh, you should have seen her face when I said her thighs already look smaller.
What's the number of that pizza place that delivers?
Mm-hmm.
No, not that one. The one on 57th. Oh, never mind, I'll look it up. Oh, what do you want on it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can't we split the diff? Can't we do half pepperoni, half Canadian bacon? What do you want, Brighton?
Put me down for a calzone.
Sheffield, how was your dinner at Miss Babcock's? What'd she serve?
Well, I'm not quite sure, but I have a feeling I'll be tasting it again later this evening.
Well, judging by the hour, you must have liked it well enough to have stayed for seconds.
What's wrong with him?
Well, you know, you come home smelling of another chef's cooking. You've got sauce on your collar. I mean, he's not stupid.
Miss Fine, do you happen to have anything for an upset stomach?
Oh, of course. Let me go see here. I've got Gansax, Rolaids, Mylanta, mint, and the new cherry flavor. Are you... Are you gassy or just bloated?
I'd like to keep some mystery between us. Why don't you just surprise me? Thank you. I see Peter and Margaret haven't left the couch.
Don't worry. I've been in the room all night.
Fran, hurry up. The commercial's over.
Honey, you're having a nightmare. Go back to bed.
Good evening, Mr. Sheffield.
Peter. It's a lovely shade of lip gloss you're wearing.
Thank you, sir.
Meanwhile, have you asked your daughter how's the hospital 5 days in a row, never late? And you'll never hear out of my mouth, I told you so.
Oh, tell them about the lady who just came back from the Amazon.
Oh, my gosh, this weird bug laid eggs in this lady's cheek, and they started to hatch?
Ah!
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm wet.
Why doesn't anyone want to hear about my job? I can't wait to get back to the hospital tomorrow night.
But I got us tickets to Meat Puppets.
Hey, it's not like they're paying me. Look, I'm sure I can find somebody to fill in for me. But who? Call you later.
Good night, Peter.
Bye-bye.
Fran, I need a favor. How should I put this? Imagine if you were young.
Honey, don't get creative. Just tell me.
I can't work tomorrow night because Peter asked me to a concert. But I'm going to get somebody I really trust to cover for me.
Oh, well, if you got somebody that you really trust... Oh, no.
Oh, come on, Fran. It's our 8-week anniversary.
8 already? What is that, lint? Honey, nobody is going to believe that I'm a candy striper.
Fran, you could pass for 16.
16? No way. 18, maybe. But I'm supposed to be teaching you responsibility.
Fran, don't be mean. I love you so much.
Honey, that only works on your father.
Please?
But just this one time.
Oh, thank you so much, Fran. Now, I know that you told him that I wouldn't flake out, so we don't have to tell him.
Oh, no. Don't stop lying to your father now. Save that for when you come home wearing your shirt inside out. Mr. Sheffield, I gotta talk to you.
No, Miss Fine. Me first. I want to tell you what a wonderful job you've done with Margaret. You know, I've been trying for years to teach that child responsibility, and you waltz in the front door and accomplish it just like that. You are a remarkable young woman. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to Disneyland. Out of the house? Brighton, why aren't you eating in front of the TV in the living room like a normal kid?
Mom's gonna have a fit.
You know, we spend thousands of dollars to scotch guard the furniture, and everybody's afraid to see if it works. Come on. Goodbye. You know, I'm glad you're here because Brighton is eating in the living room.
What time do you have to be at the hospital?
6, and I'm already... Oh, how do you know?
Well, let's see. At 5:15, Peter's white Chevy Blazer parked outside. 5:17, I hear a thump. Miss Margaret sneaking past my door. I found this. 5:20, a plaintive wail from the neighbor Schnauzer. Here's some late-breaking evidence. A candy striper uniform on my ham.
Thank you, F. Lee Butler. Mr. Sheffield still sick?
Yes, lucky you.
Oh, Niles, I would never wish the man ill just so that I could sneak
out.
Oh, man, what's he doing up?
Niles, Miss Babcock and I are... Miss Babcock...
Miss Babcock. Oh.
Yes, I know the feeling, sir.
I'm trying to say we have to go out to a meeting.
Oh, very good, sir. So then, Miss Babcock, forgive me. Babcock won't be poisoning you this evening.
You know what I think, Niles. I think you're jealous. You know why he doesn't come home for dinner? You don't keep it interesting. For 20 years, it's the same old recipes. Let's face it, Niles. You let yourself go. He's bored.
Oh, don't listen to her. I bet when he's eating her cocoa van, he's fantasizing about yours.
Well, I'm not worried. You think this is the first time he's strayed. But he's always home for breakfast.
Mr. Sheffield, I'm really concerned about you. You don't look well at all.
Really? Well, maybe I should stay home.
Oh, what am I, a doctor? Go, go.
Dr. Warner, wanted in radiology, please. Dr. Warner.
I need a candy striper to stay an extra hour. You don't look like you have a curfew. Do you think that's appropriate for work?
Works for him.
Take these to the linen supply room.
Hello? Ma, how do you find me here?
Well, what's the emergency? Ma, Mike Douglas isn't on Channel 4 because they canceled him 22 years ago. Would you spring for a new TV guide?
Don't worry. It's just his appendix. It's a very routine operation. You're going to be fine, Mr. Sheffield. You just relax. I promise no more pain until you get my bill. Okay, pleasant dreams. We'll be back in the room in a couple of hours. Are you the wife?
Yes.
Nurse, help me prep for surgery.
Okay. You look good. You're a doctor. You can do it.
Me? The patient?
Miss Fine.
Oh, yeah, you're fine. I'm fine. We're all fine.
Shave him. What are you doing?
Well, I have no idea. I mean, the man has a slight 5 o'clock shadow, but it's not like he's going to a bar mitzvah.
Shave him for surgery.
Well, where do you want me to shave him?
Oh.
You know, I'll be back in a minute. I have a girl that does a bikini wax.
Now.
Oh. All right.
bucking for a raise?
Today. There was this one guy with his eyeball just hanging by a bloody vein.
It's fine.
Oh, hi, Mr. Sheffield. Nice to see you up and around.
Thank you.
Oh, Dad, your color's looking really good. Let me just take your pulse. Oh, my God!
What?
Peter's picking me up in 10 minutes!
Well, even Dr. Quinn's got a mountain man.
You know, Miss Fine, I had the oddest dream when I was going under the anesthetic.
Oh, really?
Yes, I was married to Cece. And you were my nurse.
Yeah, that's the drugs. You know, when my mother had her hysterectomy, she was convinced that the operation was on 60 Minutes. Yeah. Why Mike Wallace would devote a whole segment to her uterus, she never questioned.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Drugs can play strange tricks on the mind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, good night, Miss Fine.
Good night, Mr. Sheffield.
Is this unhook in the front?
Brayton, you liar.
You love torturing your sister, huh?
Yeah, well, it's something to do until I get my license.
He has been out of control ever since we scrambled the Playboy Channel.